This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Both President Donald Trump and Iran seemed to step back a little bit from the brink Wednesday after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The attacks followed America's killing of Iran's top general, a sequence that put the two nations closer to the brink of war. But President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he's indicating there will be no U.S. military retaliation. Instead,
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And says they'll remain until Iran changes its behavior. In a White House address, the president says the nation should be happy and grateful the missile strikes did not kill any Americans or Iraqis, in part crediting an early warning system he says worked very well. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, a vote is set for Thursday in the House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.